Ernie has done a lot of harm for this community. Him being the only black in Nebraska politics to do this or that hasn't helped District 11. Certain groups got in on some of that money from LB 1024, so they want to keep McKinney in place because he serves a purpose, their purpose. I went to a recent empowerment meeting where they were to discuss their receipt of $10 million for their members' organization. I'm paraphrasing Barney. Others were at the meeting because there's been so much confusion, deliberate confusion, because they, one, believe there's money for them somehow. Two, they want to be in, or three, they wanted to know why they didn't know LB 1024 was out there. Barney kindly expressed that he informed others as best he could. That's fine. I understand that the LB 1024 was competitive, and as a member of the community, Barney and his organization, and even others, had absolutely no mandate to inform anyone about LB 1024. However, the state of Nebraska, the state senators, and the city of Omaha did, and they fell short on many levels. I believe deliberately. In any case, most of the funds under LB 1024 went to the same elites and their associates and associated organizations, not for the sake of all people, especially the everyday people of North Omaha, but for the select elites and chosen. It's my opinion that Wayne and McKinney are part of the problem. I've opened to being corrected if I'm wrong. Mr. Chambers always says he doesn't campaign. He does, and the fact that he basically flattered and guilt-tripped Sherman into removing his post, essentially stopping Sherman from expressing his own opinions, something Chambers has never shied away from doing himself, demonstrates that point. I mean, damn, Chambers can sue God in court, but can't handle an opinion that doesn't favor him? I've seen Chambers on the corners during election time campaigning. He was once on Public Access, campaigning, even at one time talking about Brenda Council and her personal issues when he challenged her to get back in the legislature. Chambers is calculating, strategic, extremely self-serving, and prides himself on being a one-man show. He also interviews with the media that's campaigning. I've been contacted by the media for interviews. I haven't interviewed. Chambers did, because he's campaigning. Volunteering to go on Sherman's Live. That's campaigning. Chamber is exceptional at manipulating, just as he's been at convincing our community that he's been a godsend. Our savior, even though he himself doesn't believe in God. Hell, it goes over everyone's head. This District 11 remains at the bottom of the totem pole in just about all metrics across the board in Nebraska, and has made national news due to the poverty and other concerns that exists here. Ernie has succeeded in creating a legend for himself. Chambers hasn't been able to get elected anywhere else, other than where District 11 is concerned, and it's not because he hasn't tried. He's not been able to get elected in another district, not in Congress, not in the Senate, not on the City Council, not as mayor, and not as governor. He was even defeated when he tried to maneuver onto the commission. No one, no other body, no other community wants Ernie Chambers in their affairs for a reason. Some will praise his work in District 11, then laugh at us behind our backs. Term limits were to help this community and the state, because as a state legislator, people forget while a legislator is to represent a district, voicing the concerns of the constituents in the district. Legislators don't just vote on and bring forth policies owned just to their district. It's all of Nebraska. No one wants Ernie Chambers anywhere other than down north. And when he began adversely affecting others, well, the writing was on the wall. What I do agree with him on, which is what he alluded to be the backroom deals, I'm not sure exactly how he phrased it. That's one of my concerns. He, in my opinion, was alluding to McKinney. There was so much wrong with LB 1024, including not everyone being required to compete on the same field. LB 1024 is wonder for the in-crew, the usuals. They love McKinney. I hope to beat them both. I'll partner with this community, especially with everyday people, bottom to top everybody, because an economy based on poverty has been created in this community, and some of our own are feeding happily off of it. I'm going to do something about that. On parting, if Chambers manages to maneuver himself into the legislature, again, we'll never see another dime. We never did when he was in the legislature for nearly 5 decades. I'm Calandra Cooper. I'm asking for your support for Nebraska Legislature District 11. I won't be your legislator. We'll be partners. Let's focus forward.